Blog Talk Radio. And I just turned into a little man. This is what I am, what I am. Understand, I don't give a damn. Damn. This is who I am, who I am. Man, I don't give a damn. Damn. This is what I am, what I am. And I just don't give a damn. Take me as I am, as I am. And my G's still pumping. Hold on the coast.
You are listening live.
We'll do it live!
Of course, unless you're not listening live. This is the Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast cast. It is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Travis Bryant, and joining me ASAP will be Cameron Hawkins. This is, again, the East Coast cast. We got, look at that. As if I conjured his spirit. Cameron Hawkins, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
Not too much, but uh-oh. You doing okay over there?
Nah, that was a big clear my throat. I'm good.
Man, I'm good. That was a big clear my throat.
No, this, we were asked, is there going to be a show this week? You know. Yeah, if you do podcasts or listen to this type of creator content, it should be plenty of in the next few weeks.
I
don't think people ran out and hoarding all the HDMI cables or anything.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be, if you are somebody who like absorbs this type of content, whether it's from us, anybody else, talking about any subject, you're going to be inundated with it because if somebody has the technology to do this, depending on what they do for a living, like they're going to be trying new things and putting out more stuff than maybe you've ever seen. Like, remember we had the conversation about like when is the podcast bubble going to burst? No time soon is the answer. The demand for them has never been higher than literally today. So
basically, yeah. Like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Lysol, and Clorox, and those folks are sitting doing the Birdman hand rub. Like, okay, we're going to have a lot. If you use the streaming service, boy, oh boy. But it's, it's some serious stuff going on in the world. You know, that Rona is running wild on the USA. It's not. I don't think it's, you know, what's the guy, the Will Smith character where he had the dog and.
It's not I Am Legend for sure.
It's not I Am Legend. not as of yet. But you know, we've already seen some hints of human, just panic and stress and fights in Walmarts and supermarkets and things like that over paper towels and dumb shit. But I think anybody that pays attention that's seen like what happens on Black Friday when death isn't particularly imminent, what happens when it might be, or at least the fear of certain death or illness or whatever you might the part your brain and emotions take it. My thing is, as long as the shelves get restocked relatively normally, like people are going to understand, okay, well, everybody's running out buying it as soon as it, but let 2-3 runs of people going to the market, like, oh, it wasn't there this time. Oh, shit wasn't there this time. Oh, now it's time to panic. We're not there yet. But, you know, we'll copy on next week, hopefully. Still standing and sustaining. But on to business. Let me go ahead and give out all the pertinent information before we get far more into the show. If you want to have your voice heard on the show, there are two ways to go about that. The first way is to give us a call. Hit us on Constellation Live anytime during the show, and we will talk to you live on air. Hit us up at 347-202-0103. Once again, the call-in line is 347 202-0103. If you, the other way to have your voice heard is to drop us a voicemail. You got 3 unadulterated minutes on the voicemail to ask any question you want, pose any comments, yell, rant and rave, whatever you got. You got 3 minutes on the voicemail line to do it. Voicemails can be left at 415-787-5229. Once again, the voicemail line is 415-787-5229. You can always drop us a line via email, traditional email tip. The mailbag is always open and constantly being refreshed. So drop us a line at eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Indicate on the in the subject or somewhere in the body what segment of the show you want your email read, VIP or non-VIP. Twitter is at East Coast Cast, twitter.com/EastCoastCast. You can find my personal Twitter at Trav Lord. You can find Cam at Seahawk, that's C-E-E, Hawk, and all kinds of conversation going on over there. Damn, there was one that you had that of the 12,000 from the last 6 hours. That was really good. Got me to give it a like. I can't remember what it was. Damn it. But there's all Cam's always talking to folks and tweeting about.
Indeed.
Engaging, sometimes unnecessarily.
Yeah.
What's this about you asking that young woman for a picture of her in a singlet? In the Andre Big Show singlet?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Basically, like, she took a picture one time of her standing on the desk, like, yelling. Like, and I think she looked like the Big Show. And, because, you know, like, well, but yeah.
That thread filled up with every Big Show gift.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's been, but yeah, her comebacks have been fantastic. She's a nice lady.
Okay. So yeah, so those are all the ways to get at us on Twitter. And the last bastion of get at it, find the show on Facebook. The Facebook page can be found at Facebook, PW Torch, East Coast Cast, or just search East Coast Cast or PW Torch, whatever you got. Oh my God, that's gross. Yeah, just search those and you'll find us along with all the Torch-related fan pages. So give us a like over there. Tag your wrestling pals in it. Post them on your timeline. Spread the word that way. Please and thank you. So, Cam, where do we start? Last week, it was all about, you know, hey, maybe coronavirus is going to shut some shit down. And, you know, Vince is going to have to postpone WrestleMania or delay it or whatever. We're getting WrestleMania at the Performance Center with no audience or friends and fans. I'm not even really clear.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're going to have people in the audience. Like, it ain't safe. You know what I mean? Like, they would have to me, and I'm no health expert, you know, so somebody can answer this better. But in theory, everyone who was able to attend would have to be tested for the virus like today, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be tested today, herded onto private flights,
mm-hmm.
taken to the Performance Center, and probably tested again before they let them in the same room. Like, I think it's probably going to be like an empty arena thing, and you can have all the glitz and glamour, and they can gussy that room up, and they can have a watch-along. There's all kinds of stuff that they can do, but boy, I don't get why you don't just postpone it. That's me. Like, I know you have a TV deal and multiple TV deals, but to me it just makes sense to, like, this is where you have the off season. This is where everything comes to a halt. You show reruns and best ofs and all the stuff on the network until it's clear. Then you pick back up like the other leagues are doing.
it's not like TV shows and movies are exempt. So it's not like USA or Fox is going to be saying, how could you? No, all their properties are shutting down. Movies that just came out in the theater are getting released on video on demand for $20 for a two-day rental. Like people and companies and industries as a whole are being nimble enough to make adjustments so things aren't just completely, abnormal. And WWE refuses. And you would think with the rest of industry doing the right thing, or at least trying their best to do what they think is the right thing, if he does the blatantly obviously wrong thing, he's just going to stick out like a sore thumb. Like he's not like just go along. Like if this is the time to just practice the industry standard. There's not the time to be like to be September 13th when they were like, no, we're going to put on a show after 9/11, 2 days after 9/11. That didn't backfire terribly. That was actually like, okay, people rallied around that. It was 2 days removed from a tragic, horrible event, and it was kind of, in a way, cathartic for certainly for wrestling fans and for Vince and Stephanie and JBL to get on TV and talk a lot of real xenophobic foul shit. But now's not the time to try to push through and be all, that.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
This is going to be an interesting next few weeks, how the industry responds to them.
Going further, WrestleMania weekend isn't just big for WWE. It's probably the top grossing weekend for every other wrestling company that exists, outside of probably New Japan, because everybody from all over runs a show in the area that draws people who bought tickets in advance, that draws casual people who just want more wrestling, and a lot of companies just lost money and lost opportunities, and wrestlers putting on their inaugural shows, don't get to do it. So, but the bigger fallout, like WWE is losing money, but WWE is not suffering necessarily.
Right. If anybody can absorb,
recover from this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a killing, a company killing. Moment here. My sister and brother-in-law just opened up a restaurant. It's probably curtains for them before a month has passed. Before they've been open a month, and if their delivery and their takeout and their just marketing and kind of guerrilla tactics like that don't get them through the next 6 to 12 weeks, however long this.
Yeah,
this could be the end of their first major business venture. Did you get your refund back for entering the Great Sweatpants Battle Royale? I mean, just something like that. Like Faye Jackson now has to send out a bunch of refunds on a thing that wasn't necessarily started as a joke and swiftly turned into something serious, but still. Time and effort and planning went into organizing this thing, and now she's got to not do it and deal with the logistics and refunds of that kind of that. So. And then the thing with the hotels, with the fucking Marriott, that's a bunch of bullshit that they had to go through.
Yeah,
that their deposit, $115,000. The Marriott, like, well, city officials technically didn't close,
It's really gross.
Yeah, it really like it was. Said, like, why do you have to be called out and shamed on Twitter for you to do the right thing? Like American Airlines or Delta or whoever, when they fuck up people's, they screw people's cross-country flights up and have them stuck somewhere or screw them over in some other way, they tweet about it, and then they go, oh, well, you know, let us take care of it. Like, oh, now you want to take care of it because, you know, this thing got amplified by, you know, somebody with a bunch of Twitter followers? Or it happened directly to a minor celebrity or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, so Adam Pierce was the one I think I saw whose tweet got amplified and a lot of attention. And later in the thread, I saw that, oh, they took care of him or the company or whoever. But still, I know Marriott's going to get, they're going to get hammered too, but, you know, I'm not feeling sorry for them. Feel sorry for my goddamn sister and brother-in-law. That's what I feel sorry for.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very, to say the least, a very interesting next couple of weeks and months. And just as far as coronavirus itself goes, it's only going to get worse before it gets better. Like, that's just like where we are in the whole thing. It's just like, well, this can only, yeah, not on the upward trajectory yet, unless you consider
bad, you know, and we should just say, like, before we even, like, really get into it, like, you know, there are, oh, especially living where we live, Travis, which is such a,
did you see
you
downtown
know,
Austin all boarded up?
Yeah, but I also saw a girl I used to see at the toy museum a day ago on Facebook. So, like, just want to tell people, like, guys, like, go home, read a book. Like, we don't have all the control in the world, but we should control the things we can control. Like, just be, don't be a piece of shit. It really amounts to that. Like, just go sit down somewhere for a little bit, man. It passes.
But spring break, but we've been planning this spring break for 2 months, though, Cam.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Just go sit down. Yeah.
That's for the elderly. Like, tell them, like, the elderly should go in inside. But that's, you know, college bros.
Yeah, man.
2 months, dude. Yeah, it's really, like, we've gone from, like, just the psychosis of the country, like, and how people deal with shit. Like, from the conspiracy kooks to the, you know, to, like, the crystal huggers and homeopathy folks to just flat-out apathetic or cynical people who don't care. And, you know, memes are life and shitposting means everything to them. And
yeah,
it's just a time for everything's a joke. Like, I get that there can be humor in everything, and I share my fair share of memes, some in private, at least.
That we all just, you know, that we all dismiss and disdain, but you do share them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. coming from that group, it's like, oh, well, I feel definitely better about myself.
But yeah, people are, I mean, it's weird for me, especially, like, you know, being kind of from here. Like, this is the place I live longest. So, like, for me to see, like, a bunch of teachers and coaches and principals, like, out at a bar on Sunday night was just surreal. Because I'm like, these are people,
yeah,
like, who control, you know, like, They're a part of the community, like a big part of their community. And people look up to them and people think highly of them, and they're publicly, like, spitting in the face of probably the most serious health issue of their lifetimes. You know, it's at least of adulthood for them. And it's just like, guys, I'm at a loss.
Like, even if you think it's not a big deal, right? Like, even if you think, oh,
yeah.
Even if you're one of these, I'm going to post every day for the last 3 weeks about how much the flu has killed people. All of a sudden, you know, you become a flu expert. Even if that's how you feel, like, be like, there's a chance I could be wrong. Like, there's a chance I don't personally know everything. And maybe, just for the sake of maybe, like, I can party or go hang out at a bar or whatever, hang out in my large groups, you know, a month from now. But for a few weeks, I'm going to take it easy and encourage my friends maybe to take it easy. I don't see why.
Yeah, control what you can control. Like, you can't control everything, but control what you can control. You know, a little bit of patience goes a long way for everybody. Like, you don't know, you know, who, when you go to buy your 10 rolls of toilet paper, you don't know if the cashier has a medical problem that they don't even know about. And you stand in front of them for 3 minutes, ringing up all your stuff, and they get sick and you never know about it. You know, like, you can't control everything, but the things you can control, it just makes sense to control.
Or vice versa. Your dumbass got to get that, you know, another pack of Kleenex. And, mm-hmm. you know, you get your card back from that cashier, slathered in Rona. Now you, you know, because you had to. Now I understand folks that literally they got no choice, and that's a lot of it. Like my dad told, like, so you staying home from work? Like, what? So I can be homeless in 2 months? What are you talking about? Like, no, I don't have that luxury, Dad.
Yeah.
And you know I don't. So why are you even thinking it's sweet that I can just be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, take. No, I don't have that luxury. I'm doing a lot better than certain folks. I'm not in the restaurant industry, like I said, but still. So yeah, all right. Let's. Did you see SmackDown from Friday? The empty arena. Triple H.
Bits and pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Triple H. I saw him with the camera. I saw the stuff with them on commentary. I saw the Cena Bray stuff. So yeah, the parts I caught were it was interesting. Like, it's such a different dynamic from what you normally see. Like, I saw there was a women's tag match. Like, it's surreal just how different what you're seeing is. You know, I mean, years of playing 2K games, there's really no audience, even though there's an audience, you know, but that kind of maybe makes it an easier transition, but yeah, it's very different without an audience. Like, I don't know, like those empty arena NBA games they were talking about, that would have been the weirdest thing in the world, because it would have been all sneaker shuffling and cursing.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's like WWE's a so much more controlled environment. But, yeah, it's interesting to see. I'm not going to say it was bad because, you know, like, it's the only thing that you can do. But still, yeah, it's different.
What do they call it? The raw footage? From CBS or from Fox, like the satellite footage that shows the feed
mm-hmm.
during the commercial, and like during that women's tag match, they just stopped wrestling when the commercial because there's nobody in the ring, the arena to play to, so they just stop wrestling. They catch their breath. They go over like maybe the next couple of spots. I don't know. They're communicating something with each other and like trying to stay warm. It's just been the weirdest. Visual, the weirdest produced television in the last couple of weeks, starting with the Full Sail, or I'm sorry, this Performance Center episode that I'm watching now, replaying from last week, which in and of itself was like, man, this is like, wow, this is high budget indie show with a really nice, clean warehouse for a location. And they're, you know, they make it look good with their slickness and production, but gosh, And then you see SmackDown from the Performance Center, even more stripped down. And then same with Raw, and then glass shattering with Stone Cold music and no pop. And at least they decided, well, let's play into it, and I'll have Austin say, look, give me a hell yeah, and nobody says anything to him.
And that was funny. When they flipped that camera, that was funny.
It was.
He's still just as good as he ever was. You know, he just has it.
Well, he kicked Byron right in the fucking screw. So,
well, as good as he ever was on the microphone. Didn't mean he'd been bad for 20 years. Eventually, he wasn't going to kick that up high enough.
Yeah, stretch. Maybe get that hammy all the way loose. But yeah, it's been a heck of a week visually watching TV, watching their shows. It'll be the same tonight. Is there a Dynamite tonight? I know they.
There's not a Dynamite. Well, I mean, they're showing something, and whatchamacallit.
They got some dark shows in the bed, you know, in the can.
Yeah. NXT is not having matches, so I don't understand if they're doing like a best of or interviews or anything like that.
Mm.
Also, really quick, can I just say, I understand that there were people who were waiting to see if WrestleMania was going to get called off. I absolutely think it's gross that there are people who were still planning on attending WrestleMania. I think it's gross. The idea of, what we said, going out to bars and stuff, you know, it's not great, but you can convince somebody who's not totally invested in the world that you're not really doing a disservice by doing that. But there's no way that being in a mile radius of 80,000 people that you think that's okay. Like, there's no way you don't see the selfishness in that. So people who were like, I'm still planning on going, and if they have it, I'll be there, I don't get it, man. I don't get how it's anything other than selfish. Again, that people don't like that word because it makes them feel, you know, like you're bad mouthing.
Selfish.
Like, but what you're doing.
Takes them recognize.
Yeah, it's literally what you're doing. Like, I understand your hard-earned money went to it, but, if I put $2,000 in one hand and somebody's life in the other and you take the $2,000, you're gross. Like, it's a bad thing to do. You know,
I don't know that person though, Cam.
All right, but if you told somebody, all right, a stranger is going to come punch you in your face, you would object to it. Not you, Travis, of course, but you would object to a stranger punching you in the face. And then
I don't know.
Maybe
I did talk to that stranger.
Yeah.
No,
would you rather somebody you knew punch you in the face? Like, no, I don't want anybody to punch me in the face. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, people.
All right, let's see what some other folks have to say about the. Oh, wait, I had something. Oh, I just noticed, like I said, I got the replay of the NXT from last week on, and Kushida had on his wrist 311 something that I saw in Japan. And I just have to assume, because it was from last week's March 11th episode, that was like a don't forget about Fukushima shout out. It's like, fuck, that was 9 years ago. And yeah, I think that was 3/11/11. It happened in 2011. But yeah, just noticed that. That was pretty noteworthy, pretty cool. Yeah. All right, let's talk to some folks. Let's open up the phone lines. 347-202-0103 is the number to call. Oh, you know what? Before we get into our first call, I'm coming to you, Brian, in Phoenix. There won't be a VIP tonight. Rich is dealing with a tooth, and so you know won't be in any shape to do the podcast or do the VIP tonight. But I will be on tonight with Giselle from the Deadass Girls podcast, and I haven't discussed this with her yet, but my plan was, well, since I'll be missing NXT or whatever is on in NXT's place, because we're recording pretty much right after this live show goes off, I'll just, like, talk about our conversation and plug your stuff and send folks over there. Now I'll just say, hey, can I use this audio for our VIP and give them a real taste of what you guys do and maybe drive some folks. So go check out the Deadass Girls podcast. Y'all, they're on all the platforms. They're funny as hell. Giselle and Gina, two women from I think they're both from the Bronx, but two New York women who don't give a fuck about your feelings and they like wrestling. And you know, that's my kind of combination. So I'll be on with Giselle tonight, and either way, that'll be available on their feed coming up. But possibly a VIP torch feed. So go check them out. In the meantime, let's go out to Phoenix and talk to Brian. Brian, what's going on, man?
What up? Hey, Traffic. Kim, hopefully you both have a real good night. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Sure thing. And thank you.
Oh, yes. So I have my phone 6 feet away to make sure I'm protecting myself from YouTube.
Thank you.
Got one, bitch.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
See, this is the kind of consideration that we were talking about, you know.
So when, I'm going to talk, Trav, I'm going to talk about two women's topics, then a men's topic with a question. So I did send you, and by the way, Rich is finally losing his baby teeth. What's up with that? You know, Rich, like you said, Trav.
Bless
you know,
his heart.
And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, bless his heart, yeah. So, Rich, I hope you do feel better. But I sent the three of yourselves a video that came out, I think it was like last week, about a lot of the some of the WWE women without makeup, and they were talking about it. And I really like this segment. You know, I've always liked natural women anyway, so that was real nice. But to me, the surprising thing, and I'm surprised, I mean, NXT is NXT, and WWE is WWE, what it is. But Io Shirai talked really nice English. You know, I understood everything she said.
Were you under the impression? Yeah, I've never heard her really cut a promo, so I didn't. If I would have had to guess, I would have. I'm not sure what I would
have.
They
didn't have her speaking Japanese on NXT, and then even when she did like English, it was like a couple of words, like to get a point over. Like when she did like the "I don't need friends" thing with Candace, like there was that.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard her like give an extended like monologue or conversation, Brian. So that's interesting to know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And same thing with me, Cam. I never heard her do an extended one either. So that was, I say, shocking. But that's what I just didn't realize it. I just didn't realize. Let's say it that way.
Yes. It makes me wonder why they don't. Is she just not a good promo? So because they can't use the English, you know, the language part against her. And it sounds like I didn't watch that video you sent beyond the stuff I saw. I had already seen like on Bianca Belair's Instagram, but I haven't seen the whole thing. So I didn't see the extended clips of EO there. They can't use that against her. I don't know. That's odd when they have you thinking like Shinsuke. Like haven't we heard Shinsuke speak perfectly fine English, you know, with an accent, but, you know, got his point across, and they decided to make him speak like a fucking idiot with a mouthpiece in, making it even worse. Those kinds of things I don't get. Why not let Io Shirai cut promos? Why have the audience assume she can't? Because the only time they've heard her is when she just speaks Japanese or broken English, which is clearly exaggerated from what Brian's telling. Like, why do they have them putting on a black scent? Why do they have them doing that? Like, I never understood why Iggy Azalea didn't rap like, why do you sound like you're from fucking Tennessee? Like, rap like a goddamn Australian. What's wrong with that? Like, that's where you're from. She's like, you know. So. Yeah. So it's on you, Brian. What else you got?
So Cam kind of mentioned it, and I'll talk about this part really briefly. I know it happened a couple of weeks ago, but the pictures that Bianca Belair put up of the women of color were really nice pictures as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
whole,
they have
like,
people down there.
Was really good.
Yeah. They got people down there that, like, we haven't seen on TV and stuff yet that are still training or, you know, have jobs that aren't in front of the camera. But, yeah, it was great looking. They're beautiful women, done really tastefully. Like, everything about it was really good. Like, I like that. I like that those women seem to have a grasp of how important representation is. Like,
yep.
They, and not just them, like even the, you know, women of color on the main roster, like they get it, you know, because I think, you know, they came up in an era of starting to see women who look like them be treated with at least a modicum of respect. And they're, you know, they grew up on musicians who carry themselves and are viewed as worldwide stars and important. And, you know, just they really, really do get the not just the importance of the speech, but they get the art of it all. And they're producing some really good stuff. Like they have really good people behind the scenes, especially with NXT. But, yeah, I nothing but appreciation for what they've been doing. It's all really good.
Of course, I agree, Cam. I'm going to take my next subject. I'm going to merge it a woman to a guy topic. So it was announced that Jushin Thunder Liger was going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, I've been in and out of the internet over the last week or so, but I haven't heard like any outrage with that, which wouldn't be because he's an incredible wrestler. But he's only been in one WWE match, and that was with Tyler Breeze, what 2 years ago. And then like when the Bellas get, and you know we could debate the Bellas, but the Bellas get announced, and it's like an uproar for them. But with Liger, there's no like not a peep or anything with it.
Okay, well. I think the Bellas and Jushin Liger are in very different camps as far as how wrestling fans, casual and fervent, would react to them. Those two acts, Bellas and Jushin Liger. The whole WWE thing, Hall of Fame, is, like Cam said many times, when you don't have any, when there's no real criteria, then the whole thing's like, ridiculous, and anybody can get in, and there shouldn't be any kind of uproar, or upset, or demand for somebody to be in, or mad when your favorite guy's not in, because it's just nonsense. It's up to the whim of one person. That said, Jushin Liger certainly deserves to be in any wrestling Hall of Fame. The Bella Twins got your typical wrestling nerd backlash that anybody could have that's watched wrestling and interacted with wrestling fans over a year could have predicted, but still it's just a different argument about the Bellas and Jushin Liger.
Yep.
Like Vern Gagne's in, he never wrestled in WWE, at least, you know. Maybe when it was like Worldwide Wrestling Federation, you know, 1952 sometime. But, you know, he had no real connection. He had no connection. He was an opponent. He was a rival. He's in there. Jushin Liger's a legend. Wrestled 50 goddamn years.
Yeah, and, you know, it was weird to see people say, like, why should he be in the WWE Hall of Fame? He only had one match. And it's like, there's a limo driver in there. Like, I hate that we all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, I hate that we all of a sudden produce criteria for a thing we know doesn't have criteria. And we do it every year, you know, but I hate it. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if nothing else, he's not the first person to go in that didn't have a WWE. If he didn't have a match, I should say, he would not have been the first person to go in that didn't have a concrete, direct WWE affiliation. But, like, he's not only did he have a match at TakeOver, if you set any wrestler down over the age of 25
Uh-oh.
And under the weight of 215, and you ask them their influences, he's one of them. Like,
yeah,
that's why like I loved it. It's
certainly
not the NBA Hall of Fame,
certainly
it's the
somebody
basketball
that,
Hall
that,
of Fame.
I'm sorry, but certainly somebody that directly was influenced by him influenced you. Like it's there's not much separation.
For
like
sure.
Okay, maybe if you're 24, you might not have seen all the Jushin Liger matches or necessarily care about Jushin Liger. But somebody that you love that you grew up really liking did.
Right. Hey gentlemen, I'm gonna let you both go and let some other callers and the emailers get on. I hope you both have a real good night, Trav and Cam. I always appreciate you having me on. And the question I'm going to leave you with is, and of course this is a ridiculous question, is that so Gronk is supposed to be on SmackDown this Friday. So I'm predicting that Mojo Rawley is going to turn on Gronk, and that's going to be our WrestleMania match. It's going to be Gronk versus Mojo Rawley. So you can laugh about that one and talk about it. I'll hang on and listen, guys. Thanks a lot, as always. Have a real good night. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. What's Shahid put in the group chat? WWE WrestleMania 36 is now set for a historic two-night presentation on the network with former Patriot Rob Gronkowski hosting the show of shows at 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, and then on Sunday, I guess it's whatever. So maybe he gets turned on one of those things, and then it leads to, but who cares? Because they gave Mojo some TV time on Friday. Who knows? I don't know who would care about that. Who would care about Mojo versus?
Yeah, I don't know what his appeal is. I don't know what role he fits. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, good for him. Again, the thing he said last week, like, good for him on finding a career gig after football. Good for him for retiring before. You know, who knows what could have happened. He's already banged up. But, yeah, I mean, cool. That's what I got.
Yeah. The show of shows. I have a feeling it will just be a show. Just another WWE-produced show. All right, let's – he doesn't have his hand up, but I have to assume – Kylan would like to speak to us, so I'm going to just go ahead and bogart him onto the show. Kylan, what's going on?
Not much, Trevor. How are you and Cam doing this week?
Yeah, doing all right, considering.
Yep. Still healthy, so.
I'm not sure if you guys have seen this, but apparently Tom Phillips and Triple H will be doing some type of commentary on NXT tonight.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it just me hearing Kylan really choppy, or does everybody hear him choppy?
No, I hear him really well. Yeah, he's a bit choppy for me too.
Okay. No, I didn't know Triple H was going to be on commentary, but not surprised.
So, if you have not seen it, I recommend that you guys.
Hey, Kylan, hold up. Hang up. And call us back, Kylan, and hopefully that clears things up. I'm not struggling through all that. Waiting for Kylan to call back. Now we talked about how this affects WWE, especially with WrestleMania and WrestleMania weekend. Only 3 weeks away and changes they have to make. AEW is a new new company with less shows to run, and certainly not a, a WrestleMania caliber show on the horizon. But how does this affect them if they can't run shows, at least in some capacity, or if they're not willing, maybe even, to run shows in any capacity for the next, for the foreseeable future, next month or so?
And one more time,
WWE has, how does it affect, like, WWE has a lot more content they can put up. They can produce a lot more fluff for USA and Fox over the next few weeks, behind the scenes stuff. They can have their talent get really creative and put some stuff together. But AEW just doesn't have that infrastructure. They don't have the budget. They don't have a lot of things that WWE just does. How does not having, like, a TV show or a major show being able to be run for maybe the next few months, how does that
I mean, again, like you said, they got their deals, so they're good there. You know, I think you put those type of views on TV. You know, I think you put All Out and All In and Double or Nothing and all that. I think you run those. I think you do have, I think you have enough stuff to do some best ofs. And I know that, like, they have, you know, a team who's good with the video stuff. I think you can, and probably, I feel like there might be events they can pull from outside of their company. I mean, there are things that they can do. But I think a lot of it is going to be, they're probably going to have to run those pay-per-views. Because really, I don't know if you plan on selling those as, like, you know, Blu-rays or anything like that. But, I mean, that's how you sustain your audience, by giving them the things they can't just go back and watch. So I think you have
If you haven't seen Fight for the Fallen yet, or I'm sorry, if you haven't paid for Fight for the Fallen yet, you're not going to. If you haven't paid for Fighter Fest yet, you're not going to. So people that seen it, or had the DVD or whatever, you know, again, let the rest of us see it. I just realized Tegan Knox's outfit last week had a very obvious Captain Marvel motif to it, with the flight jacket to the design of her tights. She's trying to make me a fan of her. So, all right. Well, Kylan isn't called back yet. 510, if you wanna get on air, you gotta press 1 so I don't just bogard you on. I'm not familiar with who that might be. Just a heads up. And I extend the same to 845. Even though I know how that's gonna turn out. All right, well, let's I would have thought, oh, we're gonna have more than the usual callers. We'll probably get some folks that haven't called in. I thought I shamed Doc Bruce into at least sending us an email. He bragging on Twitter. Hey guys, I know we're all, you know, stuck in the house with, you know, the Rona, you know, panic and all that. So if you need somebody to fill in on your podcast, I'm available. Like, oh, you filling in? I just asked for a phone call. You filling in on this for a whole show? So, I thought he was going to call in, but no such luck. But okay, 510. I guess she didn't want to say anything. So all right, let's.
I think next week or the week after is when you're going to see those numbers go up. People are like, "What am I supposed to do?"
When people realize, oh shit, there really isn't anything to do. I might as well call in and slap my gums about some wrestling or whatever. Jarrell, what's happening, man?
What up?
What's good, y'all? Them people don't give a damn about what's going on here. They scared. They think they're going to get corona on the phone.
Get that corona.
For phone rona. Yeah. Get that shit. So,
how y'all guys doing today? Hope y'all staying safe.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Y'all ready for this 18-month lockdown they finna put us on?
God damn! Yeah.
Oh, y'all didn't just see the news two minutes ago? Like at least 12 of them.
Yeah, same as possible.
Our president just said that this is an 18-month I can't even say the word right now. Pandemic.
And this motherfucker said it was a hoax like 2 weeks ago. Now it's an 18-month lockdown. I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
That's from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so we got to see who can put on shows for 18 months of just best of shows.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Bro.
Right?
Oh, my God.
You're going to see the
And we on the verge of a recession.
Four times. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And we on the verge of a recession.
Because
the stock market crashed again today.
Verge. Shit, what was it down today? Do you know any numbers out
there? Went down to 19. Dow Jones is now down to like 19 something. Well,
okay.
Yesterday it ended like 21.
So all of them days, Trump has bragged about the last 2-3 years that wasn't his doing. If you look at a fucking chart, like, well, it's just where it's been going since 2009. What the fuck are you talking about? Just continuing what it's been doing for a decade. But all of them games, Trump came in, I think the stock market was like at 19,000 or whatever, 19,000, and he took it to 31. He took it. It went there while he was in the White House. And bragging and bragging around, now all that shit is gone. Now it's back to 2017 levels. And now we're all in check. Get my socialism in check, boy. You can't even that fucking grand. Matter of fact, I'll be like the auctioneer when that was going out. Who will give me the check?
I just hate it. And I know y'all were talking about WrestleMania. You know who I hate it for is the people who make all their money off of WrestleMania. Like that's where they make their money for the year.
It's like their Black Friday.
Yeah.
Here's our chance to get in the fucking black after a year.
You know how many? You think about everybody that was running the show. You know, like what they were thinking a month ago, are they going to be there a year from now? You know, it's rough. It's scary. It's hurting a lot of people. Like, you know, especially, you know, living here, like, I know so many people in, like, the food service industry and the bar industry and, like, just seeing them all close their doors and being like, damn. Like, there are some people who have been in that position for years that as soon as they come back, they'll be back, but places are going to change their names. Like, places are going to change ownership. And the same thing with these companies. You know, like,
there's going to be some bullshit happening, too. Like, let's not pretend that the haves that will give you whatever it is are going to, you know, fucking gobble up failed and destroyed companies, businesses, you know, people that manipulate the stock market and shit, or, you know, other companies are going to buy up other companies for, you know, pennies on a dollar. It could potentially be like an entire decade of resetting and recovering from, assuming it's recoverable. You know,
bad timing for companies and stuff that just started 6 months ago, a year ago, or stuff like that. Because this could probably put you out, probably going to, not probably will, but probably going to put you out of business. My three things is.
That was the first thing I thought about when I started hearing about these shutdowns. Like, fuck! They don't even have a brand enough. They don't even have enough momentum where in the community where they might be able to sustain for a few months with their delivery and pickup service and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's going to be a rough few months for a lot of people, especially
those. My three things are, and I want to hear what y'all have to say about how y'all feel about it. One thing, like I said, about indie, you know, we criticized WWE to a point of everything, but now that they're not running a WrestleMania, let's say if they can't run a SummerSlam where they're in these book shows around, how do these, and especially fans who, the indie lovers or the hardcore fans who love the indie, how do you feel now about some of your big name guys who choose not to go to WWE or nothing, but who made their name off of coming to those big indie shows that was booked around WWE? Like people like the David Starrs and stuff like that. How should they feel now that you don't have those, you might not have those shows now and stuff like that, and these people not going to have the money because they not, they make most of their money for that big show.
How can we feel? I mean, it's tough. Donate to their Patreon if you can. You know, buy their merch from their fucking website. That's really the only thing you can do. You know,
how much merch can you buy when your job might start letting go? You got to save.
Well, I mean, win if you can. Yeah. That's why I call about that. It's going to be a lot of GoFundMe springing up, like more, you know, more than obviously there are already. I'm going to be like, yo, help me pay my rent. Fucking GoFundMe. Coronavirus fucking looks like, not that they're sick, but because they ain't worked in 6 months or, you know, 6 weeks. Shit like that.
Oh yeah, and the NYE was at -1,333.
God damn.
And second thing to ask you guys, you know how people be loving to tell these wrestlers who with WWE to be like, man, fuck the money, excuse my language, but fuck the money. Go for your passion. Be a starving artist. Go for your passion. Choose the passion over the money. Like guys like the Revival who haven't read up their contract. How you think they feeling right now with all of this and we're going into a recession and stuff like this?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a person, everybody's different. Every situation is personal. There's some people that might go, run into this right now, like, sign, I'll sign. Give me a 5-year contract. I'll take 10% off if you want. Just let me sign and be secure for the next 3 to 5 years. And there's some people that might go, I'm still going to be valuable. Obviously, if I'm still breathing, my lungs haven't liquidated. Or pickle five, sorry. You know, I'm still be around. I'm a valuable commodity or will be. Whatever. It's all personal. I don't think I can paint any of these guys with one brush because everybody's in a different situation. Everybody works something different.
And my last thing would be, how do y'all feel about WrestleMania being 2 days now?
I mean, shit. What are they going to do? Have a 6-hour show with no fans in a performance center? They better break that bitch up. Or just, I said last week, if WrestleMania is in the performance center or a full hotel or something, we're going to finally see a tight-ass 2.5-hour WrestleMania. Ain't going to be no dancing mamas. No, that shit, none of that. It's just going to be a solid show. They're going to cut out all the fluff.
That's what we're going to get.
Over, it's going to be 2 days. Okay. Well, go ahead, Ken. My bad. No. I'm
out there with you. You got it. Oh, no. Oh, go ahead, because I got something for you.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you were talking about the audacity of people who wanted to go to WrestleMania and still was talking about booking it and stuff like that. Because I know that experience because it's this big like St. Patrick's Day thing, and people still went down there to it after they was told that you won't be able to be down there and they're not having their festivities, and they got mad that the police was keeping them off the beach. So I know you a clubber, and I know you were saying the audacity of people doing that. But would you say the same thing if you the infamous clubber yourself?
No, I got called Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go out. And I was like, dog, are you crazy? Like, I'm not going nowhere. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, no. I was, as soon as, I guess it was like Thursday, when they were like, nah, people don't need to be outside. I was like, all right, well, you're just not going to be outside. Like, it just made sense to me automatically. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, playing with other people's lives is just, that's my line. You know what I mean? Like, I'll do terrible things to myself, but not playing with nobody else like that. Like, not, and granted, like, we've all done things to put other people in harm's way, but, like, knowing in advance, you know, a sound mind and clear thought that, oh, me doing this thing could directly harm somebody. I don't understand why you do. That's simple to me.
Looks like, according to Forbes, New York State has stopped collections of student loan debt.
Hey, all right.
So that's something.
Yeah, we only need to hear Salome.
My leasing company, you know, that I get my apartment through, they put a thing up on the door with a, you know, kind of coronavirus precautions thing. And it was just like, you know, the gym and pool and shit are going to be closed. And we're not accepting packages. Everything's going to be direct, you know, left at your door, blah, blah, blah. Just kind of some common sense thing. But not a goddamn thing about, you know, if you don't, you're not working, come see us about fucking, you know, something taking care of you, maybe you can fucking pay rent or all of it or whatever. Not even a heads up. So, not everybody.
Well, in your farmer city where you come from, Travis, in Philly, they just passed that law now where they not going to arrest people right now for nonviolent crimes. But if they catch you in a nonviolent crime, they're going to come back and get you. They can come back and get you.
Robbing a person. What is it? It was like theft from person. That's not violent. Like most people aren't just getting a strong arm into giving up their wallet. Somebody got a knife or a gun. Typically. So that's I saw that. I was like, why would you put that out? Like, if you're a reporter or if you're a newspaper, whoever fucking, like, broke that, like, why would you, like, publish those emails? And, like, all right, to make people go, oh, it's fucking Crime City in fucking Philly? Bet. That's the dumbest fucking non-thinking shit.
All they do is tell me is that now they have the right, once everything get back right, they just going to be detaining people. Until however long they want to detain you for.
Yeah, a lot of my conspiracy folks, and it's no surprise, but it's like, well, they got a ton of fucking ammunition now, but they think this is just the practice of a police state. Like, how quickly can they get, like, an entire part of a country or entire part of the world? You know, Italy shut the fuck down, you know, completely. You know, there's different reactions all over the different parts of the world. You know, this is just some kind of, I don't think anybody's going, well, there are people. I won't say nobody. I'm saying it's some lab that's made shit and everything, just Illuminati fucking plan, you know, everything. But the police state folks, like, that's a right thing. Like, however extreme you are in your conspiracy hole, the one common thread is, you know, police state kind of martial law, like, how good they're. Are they practicing for some shit? See, you know, and it's like, well, some places have been, you know, really, really good in locking folks down, and some places don't give a fuck. Like, those folks in Spring Break. In Miami, like, well, Miami is pretty lax that they just got Spring Break, people on the beach, and it's all good.
Well, don't talk about that. Just 3 days ago, they were down there shooting on South Beach. That video went viral. That made the mayor shut it down. made them shut down South Beach because they was welcoming
people
to come for spring break.
Those kids.
Yeah, that was 3 days ago. They went down there and started shooting.
Oh, I did see one a couple days ago with the young girl talking about, I have a compromised immune system, but you don't even give a fuck about yourself. How can I expect you to, like, take anybody into consideration? She said, I have a compromised immune system, but. Like, anything that comes out of your butt is probably garbage and self-destructive. And, yes, it was. And other destructive, regular destructive to other folks.
Well, Cam, you can make your OnlyFans page and put your shorts and your tank tops on. I bet you a lot of people will buy that. Only page, you can make your extra money on the side.
Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing is, like, I'm in that subsection of people who is not going to lose any money. Things are going to continue normal for me. And if anything,
I'm with you on
like,
that.
Yeah, like I'll have more money than I usually have because I sat down and looked at it. All my money that I spend is hang out. So, like, I literally can't spend the money. So, like, I'm of course not saying that this is in any way a good situation. I want to stress that. But yeah, it's like I won't need to do, I'll actually need to do less to have more. It's surreal. It's really weird. And of course, like I just got a promotion, so like literally in 2 weeks, I'm gonna get the biggest paycheck I've ever gotten, and have the least amount of bills to pay toward. It's really weird. So yeah, I'm just gonna, I don't know, keep my head down and try to be good at my job from the house. Like my boss just texted, we have a group chat, like our small department. And she was like, yeah, just getting back into the country from the Dominican Republic. Looks like none of us are going back to campus. I'll let you guys know about the meeting on Monday. What a time.
Well, I just joined that world and getting back into that and now being an employee. And I got a raise coming in 4 weeks, so I'm so happy. And now that I'm a 12-month employee and I'm going to get paid regardless, I'm happy.
Don't let them try to get you with that Rona tax. Like, oh, yeah, all the raises are going to be delayed because of coronavirus. Yeah. Don't take that shit.
I got you. But, hey, my last question for y'all, so y'all can go on here and get off this phone and y'all don't have to keep getting this phone Rona that us people passing. How y'all feel that this moment in time right now, how is this going to affect wrestling, and how would this go back and people go back looking at it, especially with the empty arena performances and stuff like that? And you might now, since the president said something about 18 months pandemic or whatever they want to call it, and you might get even more months of empty arena shows with some flashback shows. How is this time going to look 5 years from now?
Well,
how is it going to affect 5 years down the line? Let's say that.
Yeah. Thanks, man, for your call and participation all the time. There's just no way a couple of weeks into the thing to even guess at what it's going to be like 5 years from now. I go, what are we going to think 5 years from now from this thing that hasn't even really start.
You know, like, and this is just the way things work. Somebody who was going to be given a big push is not going to get it, and somebody who is not going to be given a big push is going to get it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's safe to say.
Like, the worst thing that could ever happen to somebody who is on track for success, and this is really in any field, when your success directly relies on how your boss thinks of you, the worst thing that could happen is your boss has more time to determine how they think about you. You know, like, somebody's going to get picked apart. Somebody's going to make a mistake. Like, if we've seen anything, it's how wrestlers and fans
react differently during times of crisis, and some of them just react so poorly that it lessens how you felt about them. Like Austin Aries just came across as even more of a piece of garbage than he ever did. You know? You know, Brian Pillman's kid, who everybody was rooting for, continues to put his foot in his mouth. Like, you know, to the detriment of his health, you know? People are making, people are hurting themselves, and that's what happens when you have downtime. And this is the most downtime anybody who's alive that hasn't been to prison is probably ever going to have. You know, like, this is, oh boy, you are left to your own thoughts and devices. And I don't just mean devices in, like, the general term. I mean physical electronic devices that lets you type things out to the world. So yeah, somebody's gonna make a mistake and mess up the money that they had coming. You know, somebody's gonna quit. You know, and
yeah. I mean, just think of the question he asked about the revival, or he used them as an example. And I went into like the thing about, you know, some people are gonna. I just think people can make. Are going to make decisions based on new, very consequential information. Like I said, in a situation like the revival, like the example I gave earlier, they could run the vents right now, afraid for what might be next in their career. Like maybe after 6, 8, 12 weeks, there is no AEW or they're not in a strong position. I know WWE is going to be able to weather this because they're WWE. And if I sign a contract that says they're going to pay me $500,000 for the next 5 years, I'm going to get that $500,000 for the next 5 years, no matter what happens. People might make, you know, just a practical decision for their career, for their family, and for their well-being, or the opposite. People might go, this is our opportunity. I want to see where this ends on the other side. Whatever, just decisions that we'll never know. A quick programming note. Apparently, awesome, thanks. This damn quarantine BS in New York City is crazy. So apparently, everybody being home, stuck home in New York City, the internet is like, yeah.
Oh, like,
everybody's just playing fucking PlayStation and watching fucking porn.
Xbox Live was down Friday.
Huh?
Xbox Live was down Friday. Like, immediately.
Wow. Holy shit. So, Giselle is having issues with her internet, and we're going to reschedule stuff. To those that were, yes, as I was, looking forward to that. That'll come later. You'll probably be dead ass girls exclusive. So yeah, just to let y'all know. But do I have anything else to say about anything Darrell had to say? I don't think so. I think everything worth talking about. Has been at least touched on a little bit. So no VIP this week. We'll be back next week with a live show and a VIP show. Probably with a lot more to talk about after whatever happens in the next week happens. It's going to be interesting, to say the least, and I think that's an understatement. Anything else, Cam? Any final words for the Leños and Leños?
Guys, just we'll talk to you in a week. Please be safe, be responsible, think about your fellow man. It's a thing that'll probably get worse. We definitely have a say in how much worse.
You don't always have that control. So, to some extent, we do have
some kind of control over it.
Yes, you can
be very, very careful and safe and try to have some control.
Absolutely.
Wash your ass. You know, wash your hands. You know.
Yeah.
Grab a suspect door. Now, why don't you do that all the time? But, yeah, things like that are going to change, like just politically and socially, like when people, you know, coming out of this, you know, like already, even people that were 2 weeks ago, a month ago, you know, against certain aspects of healthcare. I mean, goddamn, you got the president talking about sending out socialism checks. So,
yeah.
So you have to know things in some fundamental way is going to change. Somebody made a good point. Maybe it was Brad on the Brad and Brickcast. He said after the Depression, there was an entire generation of people that saved money and held on to valuables and worth a different way after, you know, 1939. You know, when we started to come out of the thing. But that entire generation, and then the next one just dealt with money. And that's that kind of shit, I think, might, that low level psychology might start seeing that soon. And by soon, I mean, like the next year or so. So it's going to be interesting. The zeitgeist, the firmament changing moment, possibly. On that note, so that pleasant, uplifting note, that's Cameron. Well, you got something else? Go ahead.
Nah, we're good.
Okay, that's Cameron Hawkins. I'm Travis Bryant. This has been Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. I appreciate everyone for listening. We'll talk to y'all next week. Grand Pion next. Oh, yeah. I'm the dear that you're on.